KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies here in Atlantic at 8:01, 66 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon and this evening, a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, the city of Woodbine and Harrison County celebrated a ribbon-cutting ceremony in their historic downtown Monday night. In the last 18 months, Woodbine welcomed 13 new businesses and 35 new employees to its 3x3 block Main Street district, while renovating 25 historic buildings into energy-efficient storefronts, office spaces, and upper-story apartments. On Monday night, Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Branstad said the transformation in Woodbine was phenomenal.
This community had a lot of old buildings that were just about falling down, and this Main Street program is a great program. I'm real proud that I recommended it back in the 80s during the farm crisis as a way to revitalize our small towns and revitalize our Main Streets. But what Woodbine has done is just phenomenal. It's really transformed the whole community, and it's kept the historic nature of it, but really made it something people can be very proud of.
Branstad says that Woodbine should be an inspiration to other towns.
It's a great example of, you know, the state putting in a little bit of money, but the community getting a lot of business people engaged and committing their resources, and then just a lot of volunteers pitching in and helping. And it shows what can be done with not a large amount of resources, but with some help. And we're really proud to do that and really great to see. And we hope this, what Woodbine's done, inspires many other small towns in Iowa to do similar things.
The ribbon cutting ceremony finished quite a long day for the governor.
In fact, we've had quite a day. We started, well, we were in Guthrie County over at Panora first, and there's a insurance brokerage company there that we met with, and then we had they say the best hamburger in Iowa at Coon Rapids at that bowling alley.
Yeah.
And then we were in Audubon. We did a town hall meeting in Audubon, and we did one in, of course, in Harlan, and then here. So, and we stopped to visit Tommy Gate, you know, first, and then came here for the Main Street.
The governor will travel through northwest Iowa today. He begins his journey in Ottawa this morning. News time is 8:03.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Iowa State Fair officials are on alert but not overly worried about swine flu cases showing up at the fair as it begins on Thursday. Animals have been passing a new swine flu strain on to humans. Officials say more than two dozen human cases of the new strain have been confirmed in the U.S. over the past year. 10 cases confirmed last week were linked to the Butler County Fair in southwest Ohio. Iowa State Fair Manager Gary Slater said that the state veterinarian has been checking fairground preparations before up to 3,500 pigs begin arriving on today. Each animal must have papers from its local veterinarian attesting to each animal's health. Slater says any pig that appears to be sick will be sent home if necessary. Emergency management officials in Shelby County said Monday that the fire danger rating will continue to be in the high category until further notice. Emergency management coordinator Bob Seibert said the probability of precipitation of a significant amount is unlikely through Thursday, and Seibert warns it's very likely they will move the danger index into the extreme range within the next few weeks. Under the current high fire danger conditions, burning of any kind is restricted unless approval is received from the local fire chief. Controlled burns that are not reported will result in the fire department being dispatched and fires extinguished if determined to be unsafe. You can call 712-755-2124 if you have any questions. Iowa's crops continue to decline as the drought tightens its grip on the key farm states. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said 49% of the corn crop is in poor to very poor condition. Last week it was 46%. Just 16% is rated good or excellent. The USDA says 37% of the soybean crop is currently in bad shape. That compares to 30% a week ago. The dry summer is also taking a toll on Iowa's pasture land, with 86% rated poor or very poor. Storms arrived late Friday and Saturday with over 2 inches of rain falling in parts of eastern Iowa. The statewide average for the week was just 62 one-hundredths of an inch, or two-thirds of the normal. Audubon got 1 one-hundredth of an inch of rain, ending a streak of 41 dry days. In Atlantic, we received just 1/10 of an inch of rain Saturday, ending our dry streak of 37 days. Iowa crop and livestock producers are invited to attend an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach webinar to be held Tuesday, August 21st. To learn about grain quality issues and marketing options related to the drought, the Guthrie County Extension Office will be hosting the 1 to 3 p.m. webinar. There is no charge to attend. Mark Licht, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Field Agronomist Specialist, says as we near harvest, the attention has shifted to grain quality issues. ISU Extension and Outreach Specialists will talk about the quality issues farmers can expect, their marketing options, and how crop insurance will address reduced value. Just as important, he says, livestock producers should be prepared for potential feeding challenges of off-quality grain. In addition, ISU Extension and Outreach Specialists will look to the future and provide the outlook for crop and livestock prices. They'll also discuss planning for the 2013 crop, including land lease considerations and the impact of drought on fall fertility decisions for the 2013 crop, according to Licht. Farm safety considerations during the drought will also be discussed. The Guthrie County Extension Office and county extension offices around the state are hosting the webinar. The Guthrie County Extension and Outreach Office is located at 212 State Street in Guthrie Center. Time has been allowed for questions and answers following the presentations. The webinar will be recorded and made available on the ISU and Extension Outreach website. Officials of the USDA and ISU Extension are inviting livestock producers to attend the 2012 Greenhorn Grazing Series of seminars at the Adair County Extension Office. The sessions will build on those sessions that were held in May and June, will be especially of interest to new participants. They take place August 23rd, September 13th, and November 15th, beginning at 10 a.m. each day. The cost of $20 per person for each session includes lunch. Organizer Joe Sellers and ISU Extension Beef Specialist, Program Specialist of the Iowa Beef Center, says the August 23rd session features several presentations on fencing and watering technologies, fence laws, and forage quality, which includes harvesting drought, crop silage, and green chop. A pasture walkthrough will include a display and demonstration of electric fencing and watering options. The September session will cover such topics as pasture leasing, planning for stockpiled grazing, mineral supplements, winter feed planting, and a weed and brush control demonstration. And the final session in November will cover stockpiled grazing, corn stalk grazing, and winter feeding strategies that include drought corn silage. For more information about the Southwest Iowa Greenhorn Grazing Sessions, you can call Joe Sellers at 641-203-1270 or NRCS Grasslands Specialist Rick Sprague at 712-542-8765. Those phone numbers and their emails are available on the same story on our website at kjan.com under the News tab. And a reminder from Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, Monday, August the 6th, was the first day to file nomination papers for nominated by petition candidates seeking election to county and township offices in the November general election. The last day to file papers for the office of Cass County in the auditor's office is Wednesday, August 29th. The nomination papers may be circulated prior to the first date for filing as well as during the filing period. Nominating papers are available at the Office of the County Auditor and from the Iowa Secretary of State's website. A candidate's guide is also available on that website at www.sos.iowa.gov. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the prosecution and defense will try to persuade an Arizona judge today to allow Tucson mass shooting suspect Jared Lee Loeffner to enter a guilty plea that would mean life in prison instead of a possible death sentence. Loeffner, who's accused of shooting former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, was diagnosed with schizophrenia and has been forcibly medicated in prison for more than a year. An Ohio man appears in an Akron court this morning after allegedly shooting his ailing wife at a hospital intensive care unit Saturday. Authorities believe John Weiss was attempting a mercy killing, and he was charged with attempted aggravated murder. His wife died the next day, so he could be facing more serious charges. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has released a new TV ad accusing President Obama of wanting to hand checks to welfare recipients without their working, and a new ad from the super PAC supporting President Obama attacks Romney's record at Bain Capital and features a man who lost his job when Bain closed a steel plant in 2001. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Kelly Jo Erlmeyer, age 48, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Kelly Jo Erlmeyer will be today at 10 o'clock at the historic All Saints Community Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Margaret Louise Nichols, age 91, of Red Oak, died Friday. Graveside services for Margaret Nichols will be held today at 11 o'clock in Fairfax, Missouri. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Linda Jensen, age 78, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Center in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Linda Jensen will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church.